Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. William Arthur Shomo was born on May 30th, 1918, in Gannett, Pennsylvania. He briefly worked as a mortician before enlisting in the Aviation Cadet Program at 23 years old. Shomo became a pilot and served in the Pacific Theater during World War II. On January 11, 1944, then-Major Shomo was flying a reconnaissance mission with one other pilot near Luzon, an island in the Philippines. On their way to the objective, Shomo and his wingman spotted a Japanese Betty bomber escorted by 12 fighters flying above them. At this point in his career, Shomo had never faced an enemy aircraft in combat, so he was excited to finally get a crack at it. Although it was 2 against 13, Shomo immediately ordered an attack on the formation. He flew up and fired, quickly disposing of an enemy fighter. He then turned his sights to another fighter from the left side of the formation. He hit the target, causing it to fall down in flames. The Japanese weren't going to let this slide. They mounted their own attack on Shomo, so he maneuvered around to the other side of the formation and fired on a third fighter, causing it to explode. He then swooped under the formation and fired at the underside of the bomber and destroyed it in one burst. As he pulled back up, he saw an enemy fighter flying directly at him. He fired and shot down the oncoming enemy before gaining altitude to dive at the remaining enemies. As he descended, he destroyed another one and then dove deeper to only 300 feet in pursuit of another. With a short burst, it was sent up in flames. During this time, Shomo's wingmen destroyed 3 other enemy fighters, meaning only 3 remained. They fled through cloud cover and escaped. On April 3, 1945, Colonel William A. Shomo was awarded the Medal of Honor for his spectacular feats against the Japanese formation. In his Medal of Honor citation, it states, "Destroying 7 enemy aircraft in one action is unparalleled in the Southwest Pacific area." The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our executive producer and mixing engineer. Declan Roars is our associate producer, scriptwriter, and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
We often hear about the individuals who took the oath of office to become the chief executive. But what about the other people who play a role in each administration, or the events that may not be as well known, but that contribute to the reshaping of the office of the American presidency? On the Presidencies of the United States, we explore each administration beyond just the person holding the highest elected office in order to better understand the history that brought us to the modern day presidency. I hope you'll join me on this journey through the annals of presidential history. Presidencies can be found anywhere fine podcasts can be found, and is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.